Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
Well, there aren't too many news shows more respected than 60 Minutes, and Leslie Stahl went to the White House to interview President Trump yesterday. Apparently, it didn't quite go as planned. Joining us right now is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers with some of the inside scoop on what went on there. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I mean, 60 Minutes is the highest rated news program, very widely respected. And, you know, if right now you're looking at who the president's trying to appeal to, his numbers among seniors have slipped significantly. And certainly 60 Minutes is very popular among older Americans. And yesterday, he tweeted that he's threatening to release the full interview, the transcript of the interview, before it airs, because he says he wants to have some accuracy in reporting. And that set off a bit of a flurry as to figuring out what happened behind closed doors.
Yeah.
There are reports that the president left this interview before it was completed, and he did not go back and finish the second part of it, and he was very frustrated. He didn't answer any questions about this as he was leaving the White House yesterday or coming back to the White House. 60 Minutes has not put out a statement saying explicitly what's happening, but here's the thing. This is also going to probably drive more viewers, because I had so many people reaching out to me asking what happened yesterday and saying, well, I'll tune in Sunday to find out.
We're getting a lot of what President Trump has done over the 4 years in kind of rapid mm-hmm. fire right now as we get closer to Election Day. Fake news, lock her mm-hmm. up, talking about Michigan's governor, real partisan politics, mm-hmm. really on the attack. Is there a chance that this might backfire on him?
You know, I think here's where it maybe not the word backfire, but it's not helping, because I think, you know, and we've talked about this over the last couple of weeks. One thing that's been so striking about this presidential race between the president and Joe Biden is how stable it is. You look at the chart that graphs the average of polls. It's been very steady. Joe Biden's had a steady lead in the national polls, a steady lead in the critical battleground states. And think of everything that has happened since March. Think of everything that's happened since the conventions in August, or even just a couple weeks ago. That's not moving the needle in any way, which is really notable. And what that says about the race, I don't know. It just might mean that there are very firm, baked-in opinions about the two candidates. There are very few undecided voters. That's what keeps coming up in all of the polls. People have made up their minds. So these allegations, accusations, the yelling by the president of things, maybe it's not making a big difference. And that's a problem for him, because the president's the one who's trailing in the polls. He needs to change minds.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like the campaign now is to get voters out and cast their ballots, not mm-hmm. so much for whom. I mean, that's all pretty much decided. It's make a plan, make sure that you vote.
And the numbers are astounding. As of late yesterday afternoon, it was about 34 million ballots had already been cast. There were 128 million ballots cast in total in 2016. So we're at roughly a quarter already, and we've got 13 days to go and one debate to go, which is also interesting. You had tens of millions of people watching that first debate, and maybe you see tens of millions tuning in tomorrow night, but many of them might have already voted. So it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a lot of votes that are going to have to be counted, and
it's amazing.
It's going mm-hmm. to be really incredible. The story is far from over. Karen, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.